1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major leadership shakeup at embattled Boeing. The CEO, Dave Calhoun, is resigning at the end of the year. ABC's Mike Dubusky says the company's board chairman and its CEO of commercial airplanes are also stepping down.
It comes less than 3 months after a door plug blowout left a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines Boeing jet mid-flight. Calhoun called the incident a watershed moment for the company.
Former President Trump expected to attend a hearing in his New York hush money case. Today's also the day New York's attorney general can begin seizing his assets if he fails to secure a bond in the $464 million fraud judgment against him. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's going to meet with Israel's defense minister today. And L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to reporters. It would be the first time since the team fired his interpreter over $4 million in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he's a theft victim. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All the snow much of Wisconsin got in a big spring storm yesterday is quickly melting, but not before Eau Claire got a record 10 inches of snow. Menominee got 9 inches. Wisconsin can expect rain today and high temperatures climbing into the 40s. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Chronic absenteeism isn't getting any better in the Madison School District. New numbers show more than 25% of Madison students were chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year. That's slightly less than the year before, but still twice the statewide average. Officials describe chronic absenteeism as missing more than 10% of school days in a year. More than 8,300 Madison students were chronically absent last year. Dane County Board Supervisor Cecily Castillo of Madison resigned from her position Thursday night, shortly before accepting a new role as the chief of staff to the board the next day. The Cap Times reports the process has some supervisors wondering if everything happened by the book. Castillo and County Board Chair Patrick Miles insist they consulted with county attorneys. Castillo's departure triggers the process for replacing her on the county board. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Labor shortages, retention problems, it's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum, Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and there were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asijan has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This election itself is so much bigger than party politics. It's about the survival of our country. If we want to continue having elections in the future, we need to make sure that we vote for the candidate who ensures that we can survive as a country, and that candidate isn't Donald Trump.
Thank you, Cassidy Hutchinson. There's another Republican woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a liar, an insurrectionist. Just spitballing here.
I'm sure she'd love the $300K a year.
I just had to say that.
Okay.
By the way, Andrew Weissman on Threads. Did I mention that all roads lead to Russia with Trump?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Site of the Russian ISIS attack today was Crocus City Hall, a complex put together by Aris Agarov. That name may sound familiar. He is a friend of the Trump family and had a role in Trump Moscow project and the Trump Tower meeting, see Mueller report pages, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Can I just say something about this murderous piece of Vladimir Putin? No wonder, like, he can't have real elections, because first of all, he's incompetent, despite us warning them about with our intelligence about an ISIS attack. He, of course, says, oh, that's just, you know, American propaganda. They're trying to spread fear in Russia, blah, blah, blah. Yep. And then is continuing to try to blame this on Ukraine, yep. mm-hmm. which, no, they're not the unprovoked terrorist attack perpetrators. You are.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how Ukraine is fighting to defend their country. They're not terrorists like you are.
Yep.
So, you know, this tragic attack, it reminds me of Netanyahu, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Competent, ignored the intelligence mm-hmm. warnings. This horrible tragedy happens on his watch, and then he continues to try. And first of all, he told the Russian people, oh, Ukraine, you know, whatever crap he said, oh, this will be over in, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Well, 3 years later, I mean, he's just, he's a murderous, incompetent, Trumpian piece of... Okay.
Flaming vomit. What was the word that was used last week?
John Fugelsang reminds us this election is not a choice between apples and oranges. It's apples and big gobs of Satan's vomit.
There you go.
Oh. Seth Abramson said Donald Trump, an infamous racist said by associates to use the N-word in private, uses the following words to describe the powerful, accomplished, influential black woman who is attorney general of the state of New York. Big, nasty, ugly, stupid. No, not one racist in America missed his obvious attempt to analogize Letitia James to an animal. What's mm-hmm. remarkable is that he's so racist that he does this even as he's attempting to court the black vote to become POTUS and stay out of jail. He went on to say, P.S., as many of you have noticed, he's also called her filthy peekaboo, the latter term intended to call to mind, which it certainly does, especially for aged bigots, an old racial slur that I will not type here. I feel like it was just a few years ago that the American political sphere would have been rocked to its core by open racism like this, which many people thought had receded from politics shortly after the Willie Horton ad. That's exactly the ad I was mm-hmm. mentioning last week, Jody, that are they going to show the black hand coming in to mm-hmm. get Trump Tower? Trump is determined to take us back decades and more. And I have to say, this was my why I love America this morning. That he started by discriminating against black people in housing in New York. And now a black lady's coming for us, hopefully today. I know it's not like all the memes and like we would hope that there's Jersey Boot on Trump Tower.
Right.
Yeah, but it would start. The process starts and the paperwork and, yeah. Whatever. But yeah, I would like we've all seen the perp walk and all that stuff on. Okay. And then I was just saying, can I hear Fawnie Willis one more time? Speaking of powerful black women that now you've made mad.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way.
Thank you.
And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I hear about the train again? Just one more time. Well, I wanted to hear her say the train first.
All right.
And then we can take
and
the
then
train.
We'll do the other train.
All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Train's coming. Here it comes. Choo, 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 Donald.
Too much for the man. He couldn't take it.
So he's giving up. Freedoms he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 11,780 votes. The votes were in his mind. Not so long ago, he's leaving for that midday jail in Georgia.
For a midday jail,
yeah. That he's going back,
going back to find
to a simpler place
he's
to sleep.
And right.
Oh yes,
he's gonna do some hard time.
To be with him. Yes, that's midday jail in Georgia.
Go to midday jail in Georgia.
Yeah. I'd rather live with his staff than have him anywhere near mine.
All aboard, midday jail is time. All aboard.
Yay! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you, Marianne Arbor.
Yeah.
Yay. The train's going. Hooray. Okay. This would be a statement from the bassinet of the... Sorry. This was past midnight. Tick-tock.
Yes.
It's tick-tock mother day. Mm-hmm. Season your assets day. And also he has to be in court for the other frauding.
Right.
Election interference.
So much fraud.
Why should a quick and highly political New York judge, Arthur Engern, working in concert and coordination with an even more corrupt Attorney General, Letitia Peekaboo James, his puppet master in the White House, be allowed to take away and sell off my very successful properties and assets that took me years to zone, build, and nurture into some of the best of their kind anywhere in the world when I've done nothing wrong? These radical left lunatics and communists asked me to play a ridiculous amount of completely unheard of fine of over 4 figures. Because I saw a similar amount in my bank account, I had intended to use much of that hard-earned money on running for president. They don't want me to do that election interference. I think Baby may have finally cried himself out.
Maybe.
I think he may have stopped spinning on his back by this morning.
I don't think he ever does that.
No? Good God, are there enough tiny violins for all the whiny little white bitches? Who is this? Kevin O'Leary? Who's that guy?
He's the Shark Tank guy.
Oh, that guy. He slammed Letitia James over her efforts to, hold Trump to the same standard that anyone else would be held to. Doing an interview with Laura Ingraham. He claimed that James violated Trump's property rights and the justice system in New York is not America.
Computer says nah.
Okay. Guess who did their own?
Neither is Kevin O'Leary. He's Canadian.
No, he's also not American.
He's from, right. he's from
this is not America because you're not American.
Right, he's from Montreal.
So maybe you could shut the up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that's about. Eric Trump in brutal self-owned says insurance companies were laughing as he tried to secure the $464 million bond.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric.
They're not laughing at you.
They're not laughing with you, Eric. No, they're not laughing at you. They're laughing really hard at you. Yeah. He was on Maria Bartiromo. Hello.
Hello.
I can barely see you because my eyes are too far apart like a flounder.
She can see behind herself because her eyes are...
Yeah.
She's a, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't need the
mirrors.
She's
a sightseer.
She doesn't need the mirrors.
She's a sightseer like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Maria, they were laughing. Eric said. They were laughing.
Because he's gummy.
I think Eric's used to that.
Yeah.
Top executives of the largest surety companies have never seen anything of this size. Yeah, because there's never been a fraud of this size.
Exactly.
This is a lifetime of fraud. This is why he owes this much. They didn't just make up the number. It's because that's how many years he's been getting away with it. And that's why this is he can't keep getting away with it day. Welcome to he can't keep getting away with this day.
He can't keep getting away with it! He can't keep getting away with it!
Could I have my laugh track? This isn't what they say Trump hates the most. Remember the White House Correspondents' Dinner when President Obama made everyone laugh at him? Yeah, and they were saying that's why he went nuts about the Oscars, because all these A-list celebrities were laughing at him because of Jimmy Kimmel's jokes. Anthony Scaramucci, you know, the Mooch.
The Mooch.
He claimed Wall Street executives are laughing among themselves at the former president's attempts to raise nearly $500 million. He defaults on everything, you know. If you talk to interior designers, architects, construction workers, plumbing people, he doesn't pay his bills. He's always been that way. You can't give him money because you don't have the 100% certainty. I mean, if he was rated by Moody's, he'd be a C-plus debt rating, which is specious. His problem now is it's going to be about the identity he presents to his audience. You know, I'm the guy, I'm the business maverick. If you don't really have the money, like you've been saying you have the money all these years, I think it's a big Achilles heel for him. Not laughing at you, laughing really hard at you.
Yep.
Tom in Western North Carolina. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, we might be having some phone issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. All right, let's hear some more. 14, Cassidy Hutchinson. Oh. Some more Cassidy Hutchinson.
There are a lot of very smart, hardworking American people who are suffering financially right now, or they may have other reasons that they wouldn't want to vote for Joe Biden. But Joe Biden is a man of character and of decency, and I believe is an honest person with the American people who is fully committed to making sure that American democracy and our constitutional republic will survive past 2024.
Yeah, there's that. One more, Cassidy Hutchinson.
I personally have never voted for a Democrat in my life.
Oy.
In this next election cycle, though, you know, I think it's imperative for the future of our country that the Republicans are voted out of office. The Republican Party needs an opportunity to rebuild itself after Donald Trump. This problem doesn't start and end with Donald Trump. It's going to take years and years to come back from this, but it starts in this next election cycle, and we need to start with making sure that we can survive in the next 4 years.
Thank you. There's another Republican woman. Just so many.
She's young and pretty.
Right. So many people that did not participate in trying to overthrow the United States government that one might hire.
She's young and pretty and smart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Smart should go first.
You know a lot of fine
what
Americans
they care about.
Fantastic taste on the Twitter and on the threads. Mm-hmm. Brian tweets, I stopped watching virtually all political news after 2016, even The Daily Show. I do wake up with the Stephanie Miller Show for updates and Tom Hartman for analysis, but that's it. The Fourth Estate is dead. Thank you. That's all you need. You need me for the fart jokes and then Tom can explain everything else.
For the smarts. Smarts.
Smarts. Guy tweets, try Free Speech TV. It's the only progressive television network in America. The hosts are well-informed, mixing humor, Stephanie Miller Show, with well-researched topics by Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes. Yeah, they're in charge of the homework. I'm in charge of the, you know, and the slide whistle. Yeah. News with Democracy Now! Be a sustaining donor to help support them. You will be pleased. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Freespeech.org. Thank you. Tippy says, I watch Free Speech Eve every morning and donate quarterly. Stephanie Miller is great. So many people with such good taste, Chris.
That Tippy Hendren?
I don't need no stinking Ronna McDaniel.
Are you Tippy Hendren?
Yes, Tippy Hendren. No, not Tippy Hendren. Someone else named Tippy.
Okay. I mean, it's not a common name, so that was a valid question.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mowgli's Nature. Robin Trish of
Robin Trish.
Yes, have a new dog. And what did I tell them? Dr. Marty's.
Oh,
Oh, it's Benny. Oh, Benjamin Button. His Benny for short. Mm-hmm. So cute. Oh, my God. Anyway, I tell all of my friends I do. I am a walking infomercial for Dr. Marty's because Bonnie and Clyde love it. They are so happy, so healthy. It is real food. Look at the bag. Yep. Look at the ingredients. Boom. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Then they throw in fruits, vegetables, et cetera. You know it's real food. It's great food for them. It's raw. It's yep. freeze-dried. Yep. No added flavors or additives, any of that junk that is in a lot of dog food. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, I just know they're going to be. They're going to have the zoomies. They frequently have the zoomies.
Yes.
Okay. 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Tilly's Treasures? Oh, no. Tilly, what do you got? DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is Chad Spake. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
It's time to ride.
into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Stephanie Miller.
Got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it, let's live it up. And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it, say it, do it, talk.
Okay. You weren't at all just clingy at all.
I miss Jody Hamilton. I was like, what you doing? Did you miss me? What you thinking about, funny face?
And she said her mom's on TV today.
Oh, anyway, I loved her on Palm Royale, all her mom's entrances at the Palm Beach, the beach ball. Uh-huh. Were so Bob Mackie. They were so Carol Burnett show. She must have loved those costumes again. Anyway, at Palm Royale, it's fantastic. Allison Janney,
very
Kristen
campy.
Wiig.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And, of course, Carol Burnett. Mother.
Who still hasn't woken up yet.
No.
She's still stealing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to do one of those, like, one-eye, like,
oh,
things that she does.
Oh, there's some funny bits while she's in the coma, trust me.
All right, so in Wednesday, the new episode drops of Palm Royale on Apple TV. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Jay Neuberger tweets, Democrats saving Mike Johnson is like the crew of the Titanic saving the Titanic's ice machine from sinking. What a complete clown car. Mm-hmm. That's what you missed last week, because that was right as we went off the air, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Voting potential vacay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Some cousin spending bill. Oh, it is to laugh. Big bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight. All equally awful.
What's going on?
Okay. Oh, Chris, you had questions. We talked to Glenn Kirshner about this Truth Social thing. Adam tweets, the whole Truth Social merger cash for Trump is a false narrative, which is kind of what Glenn said. It was purely set up as a cash and grab scheme. The IPO value was already dropping. A platform with only 15 million users is not worth billions. Trump will have to wait at least 6 months before he could get any kind of cash out of it. And by then, it will be almost worthless. So, no, it will not be coming to his rescue when Tish James starts taking his... Which could be today. Oh, Jody just handed me his trots for this morning.
Yeah, this morning. Yeah,
Truth Central. Mm-hmm. Chris, I'm going to say from the amount that he is freaking out.
He has a full diaper.
There is no, because we all are so used to the last minute that he pulls. We're like, what's he going to pull by today? What rabbit?
I'm just assuming that he's going to pull something.
Well, right. Yeah, but I just by the all caps and air raid siren, quality of these troughs, I'm just going to say. Ivanka. Ivanka and Vladimir
Jared.
Putin, do they both have their out-of-office replies on, or are they doing who dis new phone? What do you think they're doing? Don't worry about it. It's stuff going on upstairs. None of anybody's concerned. Okay, so let's, Frank Luntz, this is like the talking point I guess they're doing, that, oh, this will help him politically if Tish James takes his stuff. Here we go. Yes, Frank Luntz, Republican pollster. And
if they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him.
Maybe with his crazy base, but who gives a... Right?
Right.
We don't with any other person go, oh, well, let's not really, have a rule of law because... Right. You know, Preet Bharara said, by the way, I asked Glenn about this. He said he knew there was a likelihood or at least some possibility the attorney general would win. He understood the rule about prejudgment interest. So it was totally foreseeable months ago, not weeks ago, that he would have to put up a bond, potentially $500 million. He could have taken all sorts of steps to liquidate or sell property to loans to have a backup plan. He didn't do any such thing. And I think the court is not going to find him sympathetic. Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's evidence Wisconsin public school attendance is rebounding slightly. The State Department of Public Instruction says collectively students attended school 92% of the time during the 2022-23 school year. That's better than the year before, but still below pre-pandemic levels. New research shows only two members of the Wisconsin legislature come from working-class backgrounds. Eric Hansen is the co-author of the study from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago.
It's just really hard to support yourself and campaign when you are holding a working-class job.
Hansen says those working-class lawmakers are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. State Representative Sheila Stubbs says she'll run for the newly redrawn 78th Assembly District seat. The 78th District includes the south and half of east side of Madison, as well as Monona, McFarland, and Blooming Grove. Stubbs says in a statement her campaign will focus on more money for schools, reforming Wisconsin's criminal justice system, and reducing and preventing gun violence. Stubbs has served in the 77th District since 2019. 10 people in Edgerton are out of a home after they were rescued from a house fire early Saturday morning. The fire blocked the only way out of the second floor, trapping people inside. The rescue team deployed ladders and got all 10 family members out of the house. Investigators say the fire was started by a discarded cigarette butt that had burned throughout the night. The Red Cross is helping fire victims with places to live while the property manager is fixing the house. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Always remember, before the Affordable Care Act, those insurance companies discriminated against women for being women. They discriminated against people with asthma and people with diabetes and people with heart conditions. all of that has gone away. And Joe Biden says, I'm going to fight for your access to health care. Go, Joe Biden.
I love her so much. Professor Elizabeth Warren.
Uh-huh.
I voted for her in the primary, just FYI.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
Oh, I did. You're just, you know, always wrong. Okay, let's...
I know who you voted for.
Yeah. I voted for Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out shortly after I voted for him.
Well, that's why. Because he knows you were wrong.
Uh-huh. Tom.
I love it. I hope he's our first gay president.
I hope so,
same.
Too.
My nephew was the first fictional gay president. So it only makes sense that what?
Maybe your nephew could write Pete Buttigieg a letter of recommendation.
There you go. As the fake first gay president.
Exactly.
He can leave a note in the desk for him.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that. Speaking of series we can't wait for, it's the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series called The Residence. I think it probably will start in the fall or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a Moita mystery.
Yes.
Mm.
Moita.
Tom in Western North Carolina, home of a lot of bat crazy candidates right now. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Steffi. You watching on Free Speech TV every day?
Yay!
Hiya. Go ahead.
Hi. I wish everyone could see you on TV because your gesticulations are hilarious.
I do gesticulate wildly. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Earlier today, you said you have no people, as in, I guess you mean background people who do the heavy lifting.
Right.
But I've always been known as a people person, people pleaser, so you know me.
Oh, all right. Well, you will be my person. Yeah. I have you two, but you're just, as everyone knows, eye candy. You don't actually do anything.
We're useless.
Yeah, both of you.
If we don't do anything.
No, don't go.
I'd like to see you try to run the board.
And cameras.
Speaking of gesticulating wildly.
Yeah. You'd be like that cat on the keyboard.
Yes.
No. Just have her just run cameras, which are much easier than that.
Oh, yeah.
Cameras and board. Let's try that some morning. Hold on. Yep. That's what it sounds like. Okay. And then all the camera would be like this all over. Okay. Mary in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to be known as the special education teacher from Tucson for the special Stephanie Miller
We
show.
Needed one.
So, I feel like so noted.
Yes. I have a hypothetical, and given the way things are going right now, you never know. What if the Republicans don't have anybody to put up for their nominee for president?
What would happen? Mary, I keep saying this, that this year has the feel of just crazy train, that you just don't know what's going to happen, right? With him, I legally, health-wise, I don't know. This feels very precarious, and that's what I wonder. What happens once they nominate him? And let's say he's convicted, his polling plummets. Like, what do they do?
Then they're stuck with him.
Yeah.
They will put up a nominee. The nominee will be Donald Trump. Whether he's a convicted criminal or not is up to the courts.
Speaking of bat crazy, this was I was looking for our friend that called from North Carolina. Not just the lieutenant governor. The Republican North Carolina state superintendent candidate, Michelle Morrow. This week accused media outlets of playing gotcha games by accurately reporting her past calls to execute President Biden and President Obama. Mm-hmm. She said reporters are trying to create gotcha moments out of old comments taken out of context, made in jest, or never made in the first place. Mm. She argued that they're trying to hide the radicalism of the Democrat platform. So let's evaluate this, shall we? Would this be out of context or in jest? She said she responded to a question about whether she would follow Joe Biden's advice and wear a mask to prevent the spread of COVID by writing, "Never. We need to follow the Constitution's advice and kill the traitors." Kill all traitors.
What did that have to do with the question posed?
Now, would that be would that be funny?
Republican humor is always about death or dismemberment.
Yeah.
So.
In another post, she rejected the idea of throwing Obama into prison. She said, "I prefer a pay-per-view of him in front of the firing squad. I do not want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death."
She sounds
so. That would be. She seems nice. Mm-hmm. So that would be, again, in would that be the part that's in jest, or that's out of context in some way? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just like we took the bloodbath comments, we took that out of context,
right,
even though we clearly. Okay. All right. Max tweets, until Donald Trump was president, I didn't truly grasp how many people in the United States are bat crazy. Yes. That has struck me several times. I think they all just came out of their hidey-hatey holes.
Uh-huh.
I think it's okay now.
Yeah.
Look, we have a big name on the air. Rocky Mountain Mike.
What?
Mike, hey! What? Don't we have a jingle? We have a jingle for Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Best of Rocky Mountain Mike. Hi, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hey, dust that jingle off. So, Republican humor. I'm still working on that punchline there with a decent workshop, I think.
Sure. It's a little doughy.
The Palm Royale, right?
Yes.
The Palm Royale is not, as we now have learned, is not the story of Jeffrey Toobin. But we've enjoyed the first two episodes.
That was a masturbation joke.
Theories.
It was.
That.
Yeah.
I have theories, Jody.
See, and you wrote that yourself. Like, you wrote that yourself. For Lauren Boebert didn't even have to give you a hand. What?
Oh, there you go. That's a better reference.
I layered a masturbation joke on top of yours. All right, go ahead. You had
yeah,
Jody,
that's,
it's for
that's
you.
My Thank reference you. Was way out of date. Okay, so here's the deal. Kristen Wiig's character, she's married to this pilot, right?
Yes.
And they keep showing these clips of Nixon, and every one of these Nixon clips is about Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So I think her husband is going to get drafted. He will be a pilot and be shot down. And all of a sudden, she will develop social consciousness and will gravitate towards the Laura Dern character.
Oh.
That's my prediction. I think that's what's going to happen.
Or is someone trying to audition for a writing job on Carol Burnett's new series, Rocky Mountain Mike? Is that what's
it's already done?
Hey, speaking of which, we have a bit in the work which is epic, and it will be in your inbox in a couple of days.
Oh, I can't. All right. I can't. You know what? Can I just say everything you do is the best of Rocky Mountain Mike? Just say.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Sing with me, Mike.
Mike. And you always jiggle someone when they've run out of content.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure you knew we had that.
Yeah.
I love you. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Mike.
Goodbye. Oh, and now I get Rick the truck driver. Do it, Rick. Do it.
Hey. How you doing? No, I'm at home. I cannot beat the horn. I'm
oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I did send you an email so that way you guys can see my truck. You guys can see who I am. And also, you guys can see my little companion, Mrs. Mosey. I have an English bulldog that goes
Aww.
With me everywhere.
Aww.
Hey, if I ever had a felony, I would not be able to get a job in the government. But, you know, that's me, you know, because I'm not Trump, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's just crazy. Well, nice talking to you guys. I hope you guys can see my pictures. Enjoy those pictures. And
thank you.
All right, good. Well, don't show up without your horn again. Love you.
No, I will not. I will not.
It's like a dish to pass. You don't
call
this show as a trucker and not bring your horn.
Not bringing tater tot casserole.
Or hot dish. Yes, exactly. Oh, so I was mentioning what Preet Bharara, and I think I mentioned this to Glenn Kirshner. You know what it is? He's so used to getting away with everything that, like, I don't think he thought he would ever have to pay this, because Preet Bharara said, I think the court is not going to find him a sympathetic character, in part because he had months and months and months to plan for this, and he already got a 30-day delay. What did he do?
Yeah.
I just think he thinks the rules don't apply to him,
right.
And he was going to get some last-minute something, appeal, bailout from somebody, and I think that's why he's panicking, because he can't believe he actually might have to face consequences for the first time in his life, and it is fantastic. And to that I say, God bless.
God bless the United States.
Oh, Jody, you missed. We talked to Glenn about Judge Cannon. Harry Lipman wrote a piece that just, it's so infuriating that she appears to be skirting just enough to not get thrown off the case, like to rule, you know, to essentially act as Trump's defense lawyer and do whatever she can without giving Jack Smith enough to actually, you know, the 11th Circuit to have her removed. And I was just wondering if this is part of this. On Friday, Judge Cannon said Smith can substitute summaries for some sensitive intelligence materials he'll need to share with Trump and his attorneys. So she handed him, I feel like she's handing some wins so that people stop screaming about how biased she is. The information in question pertains to lists of potential witnesses who Smith says have already begun receiving threats on social media, as well as national security documents the Justice Department did not want to hand over to Trump. No kidding. This is what he's charged with. Right? Cannon's concession to Smith's demands comes as she faces mounting criticism. I almost hope, you know, that's the thing. I hope she steps over the line so that she can be removed and we get a real judge. And that's what, you know, Glenn Kirshner said, I think you got to take a shot. It's long past time to ask for her recusal, removal. I don't know what it is. But if the 11th Circuit, if she steps over enough one more time, I think she's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
No.
No. Oh. Let's listen to Senator Professor Warren one more time.
What did Donald Trump do while he was president? Well, he got an extremist Supreme Court in that rolled back Roe versus Wade. Biggest tax cut in a zillion years, $2 trillion, mostly sucked up by giant corporations, millionaires and billionaires. And he came within one vote of repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. Oh, God. She talked about that.
I remember that night being on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The House had voted, the Republican House, to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And I remember what they did after they voted to repeal it. They went to the White House lawn to celebrate with Donald Trump, drink beer, and raise toasts for taking away health care from millions of Americans.
Exactly. And then she remembered the McCain moment.
And it all comes down to John McCain. I watched him as he walked down to vote, walked away, came back. Mike Pence was there. They took him out into the hallway to try to twist his arm to make sure he voted to repeal health care. Finally, he walks back in. Talk about a moment where you stand there and your heart's thumping. And he holds his hand up and votes no, that he will not repeal the Affordable Care Act. But understand this, that's how close we came.
Right.
And Joe Biden is reminding us of that. Your health, the health of someone you love, is on the ballot in 2024.
Yeah. Haven't we been having an unusual amount of seismic activity, I'm told? I think it's because of people like John McCain rolling.
Yeah.
In the grave.
My dad, Gold War, a lot of people, so much rolling. Okay, one more, Senator Warren.
Since this extremist Supreme Court put in place by Donald Trump has repealed Roe versus Wade, first time in our history that a constitutionally protected right has been taken away from Americans, from half of our population, I think that more and more people have read the stories, have heard the stories from friends, from neighbors, have experienced it themselves, and said, wait a minute. What these Republicans are doing is, yes, it's about termination of a pregnancy, but it's about health care overall.
Yeah, exactly. One more, Senator Warren.
What these Republicans are doing is, yes, it's about termination of a pregnancy, but it's about health care overall. And it means that there are doctors right now today down in Texas who are going through the calculation of, well, this is what I would do because you're in here. You've got a terrible problem in this pregnancy. This pregnancy needs to be terminated. But because some politician has made the decision about your health care, I'm not able to do it.
Yeah. I love that Ann Richards audio we played.
Yeah.
I mean, just talking about how the government is, she just was so plain spoken and just about how the government should just not be in any of these decisions. And she was very respectful of people's opinions about how you feel about abortion. But one last one, Senator Warren.
This is fundamentally, if you believe that health care should be about a patient and a doctor, and that's it, then you believe that We need Joe Biden in there to fight for access. We need Joe Biden to get and a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House so that we can put Roe versus Wade back in as the law of the land. And I want to remind everybody, we can actually do that. We can pass the law and make it the law of the land. The Republicans know that, and that's why they are fighting hard right now to block that access.
Hooray.
I love her so much.
Okay, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yep.
OMG. You know what? I don't feel like I've talked about my towels enough.
No. They're thirsty.
So thirsty, so soft.
They're thirstier than an Instagram influencer.
That's right. Thank you, Chris. That's very funny. Here's the thing. I love my pajamas. I love my sheets. But everything they make is so soft. The towels, they're just so soft, so luxurious. Everything made from viscose, from bamboo. Who knew?
Yeah.
So soft, so temperature regulating, so sustainable, earth friendly and sustainable.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code Miller, 35% off at CozyEarth.com. This made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That is a lot of luxury for a great bargoon price.
Yes.
Right?
And Oprah don't kid around.
No. Temperature regulating technology, not Oprah, the sheets.
Right. Although she could be.
She may. I don't know. Yeah. Adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. There is a decade of unparalleled comfort and support because you get a 10-year warranty. What? Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding now in 15 awesome colors.
Whoa.
And their sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care now. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days. CozyEarth.com.
Ooh, what a lovely program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Benny. That would be Robin Trish of...
Robin Trish.
Yes. Right. That's their new rescue. Oh. Oh, my God. He's so handsome. He's so handsome and romantic. And I said right away, Dr. Marty's, Dr. Marty's. I'm a walking infomercial.
Oh,
because
okay.
Bonnie and Clyde, so healthy, so happy, so fluffy, I could die.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I didn't know before. I checked the bag. I thought I was feeding this premium dog food for years. Mm-hmm. This is meat meal. Bunch of other things you don't even know what they are. Packing house scraps, what are they?
Yeah.
Some companies use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog. This, look at the bag. Get your face up in the bag of do it. I will grab you by the scruff of the neck. Look, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients.
If you don't look, we'll bat your nose with a rolled up newspaper.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. That's the real stuff. And then they throw in kale and spinach and sweet potatoes and all foods you recognize. It's real food, like you would feed your real kids. Mm-hmm. They are my real kids. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get pictures of them, the way they barnacle on me at night, the way they sleep. They're happy, healthy. They're like little alien face suckers.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my real children.
But the alien face huggers didn't end well.
Well,
for anybody.
Well, this may not end well for me either.
Oh, okay. Well,
I will die alone, and they may eat me, but it would take them a really long time. And also, if there's Dr. Marty's, they won't touch me. So, you know, it could be weeks that Jody is hosting before you even think to look for me.
Right.
Yeah, before you smell it.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, we'll smell it eventually.
54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Oh, well, of course. Donald Trump has Trump comparing himself to?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. What's not completely accurate about that? I can't. Some things Jody hands me.
What did he say about our Lord and Savior?
You know what? I'll pick up Bonnie and Clyde's poop with that later.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
do that. No, somebody sent him a psalm, and then it's all about how he's like Jesus, basically.
Could you take your organ out for me? Now you've lured me into...
Received this morning. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're really quoting a psalm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because this is, you know.
It's totally perfect and normal.
Oh, get off the cross. Someone needs the wood. It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they're trying to steal your property from you.
Oh, he brought Holy Week into it?
Mm-hmm. But have you seen... Oh, I see.
Because it's Easter week.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Have you seen this verse, Psalm 109? He hasn't seen anything.
If there's two Corinthians,
if neither of the two Corinthians told him about it, he doesn't know about it. Oh, please, have you seen this verse? He's never read one word of the Bible.
No.
Oh my God, T-Rex! If he can get his teeny tiny little T-Rex hands on the Zoom, We will talk to David Ferguson from the Bob Seska Show. I've heard of that. Next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alba. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.